This summer, the world's best tennis players are coming back to Cincinnati. The Cincinnati Open returns August 8th through the 23rd. Bigger than ever, with new fan spaces, incredible food, drinks, and entertainment all in one place. Voted Tournament of the Year by the players themselves. Community Weekend starts August 8th. Finals weekend, August 22nd and 23rd. Get your tickets now at cincinnatiopen.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Continuing our county by county journey across the country, exploring all 32 counties that make up this great little island. We've been to Antrim and Armagh, Cork, Clare, just some of the counties I remember so far. But today, travel content creator Will Murphy is with me in studio to tell us all about a holiday to Derry.
Hello,
How are you doing? Yes.
A fabulous place.
Oh my God, it's an amazing place to go.
Absolutely. And one of Ireland's most exciting city breaks thanks to the success of Derry Girls.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a big one. A big reason why people are coming to Derry now.
Where are you starting on this?
I'm starting in the city itself, in around the walled city. So we're going to start with a tour with Martin McCrossan, who is otherwise known as Mr. Derry himself. He's a great tour guide and he really knows his stuff. So he kind of shows off the walls, and they're you can't go to Derry and not see the walls.
No.
Really. Like, it has to be done. But one of the huge draws of tourism is Derry Girls, as I said, and they've just opened up the Derry Girls experience in the Tower Museum earlier this year. So loads of people are going to visit that all the time. It's packed with original costumes, props and memorabilia from the show. And on a side note, there's also a Spanish Armada exhibition there as well. So that's also very good.
The history walk and tour of Derry is brilliant.
It is very good.
It's a long time since I did it now, but it's well worth your time.
Yes, absolutely. Really, really good. And there's another walking tour as well. It's called the Bogside History Walking Tour by Paul Doherty. That's really, really good. It's a really moving experience. And you hear about the story of the Troubles through the eyes of someone who lived in Derry at the time. So that's a really, really good one. I definitely recommend you do that. Take a walk across the Peace Bridge, which in and of itself is a piece of history as well. It's a modern day Derry landmark. It was opened in 2011 and it signifies the peace between both sides. So definitely a cool one there to check out as well. And if you want more museums, the Museum of Free Derry and the Peacemakers Museum is also a great show.
Like, there's great bars, coffee shops, like loads of places to eat and loads. Right in the heart of Derry City.
Yeah, loads and loads. So the Walled City Brewery is really, really good for lunch and local craft beer. That's a really nice spot. Yum Cakes is really good. It's for like sweet treats and that kind of stuff. And it's only gotten bigger over the years. And if you go, you'll see why. Graft and Evie is really good for coffee. Really nice spots. Pike and Palms is like an award winning street food kitchen, which is really nice. It's like a bus. It's served out of a bus kind of thing. Really, really nice. Four in Teenies. I don't know if I'm saying that right, but it's recommended by the Derry Girls star Saoirse Monica Jackson, who is a Derry native. She recommends you get the Knickerbocker Glory and the ice cream sundaes there. They're really, really nice. Really, really good spot. It's Derry's oldest ice cream parlour and coffee shop, and it's open since 1912. It's a really cool spot to check out.
Would you recommend, like, I think Derry is somewhere is definitely kind of a very family friendly place to go. Nice for a sort of a short weekend, 2 or 3 days you'd easily pass, even just knocking around the city itself.
Absolutely, just walking
it's
around.
It's actually great shopping in Derry as
well. Loads of great shopping. There's a cute little place called the Craft Village, which is like a hidden courtyard full of independent shops. And there's also the Yellow Yard, which is really nice, like vintage shop full of loads of different bits. So you loads to see there, loads.
Where do you recommend we stay?
So we should stay in Ballyness Shepherd's Hut, which is really nice. We talked about Shepherd's Huts before. They're kind of like the small cast iron kind of huts with curved roofs. They used to be used by shepherds during like lambing season and stuff. But this is much more like bougie inside. It's only 30 minutes away from the city. And it's about £195 for a night there. It's a really, really cool spot for like friends and stags and
I love all of these sort of really bougie, cool, glamping style.
Really, really nice. And there's loads of them as well. So you can have loads of people stay. It's also a really good wedding venue if anyone's looking for a spot like that. Burnmore Nest is also another really good spot. It's in Castle Rock. Now, it's very luxurious. a very luxurious spot. But it's like a forest lodge with private hot tubs and saunas, and they've got like wild peacocks running around the place, that kind of thing. It's a really cool spot.
Cash machine, really.
You should definitely look this one up. It's even just for a nose, it's a really, really cool spot.
Yeah. Would you recommend staying all of the time in the city, or where else are you going to send listeners?
Yeah, it's nice to kind of get out of the city as well. It's kind of nice to see the different kind of spots. Obviously, city stays can be a little bit more expensive. Another stay that I have is like an Irish cottage. It's called Maggie Deeney's Irish Cottage. It's a really nice place. And that's like...
I've heard about this. Yeah, that's not in Derry City though.
No, it's just outside. It's really cute. So it's a restored traditional Irish cottage. It's in
Limavady.
Yeah. Really, really nice. And that can hold up like six people, and it's like £50 each for a night, which is very reasonable.
Yeah.
Really good. So, and then another spot I have is Ali Rose, which is a restored boat, which is really funny. It's like another unique stay. And that's just on Loch Nina, or Nia, which is a really, really nice spot. But yeah, if you're staying in the city, Bishop's Gate is really good. Shipkey Hotel and Everglades Hotel are really good spots.
If you want to head for the coast now, after a day or two within the city walls, yes, where would you recommend?
Very important to get out and see the coast. Bannon Strand is one of the most popular beaches. It's the island's longest beach. It's 7 miles long, and you can park your car out on it. It's really nice. You see it in a lot of advertising for like Northern Ireland and that kind of thing. And also it's the one with the little temple on the cliff. It's really cool. That's the Musadon Temple. It's one of the most photographed spots. It sits on the cliff over the Atlantic, and it's really, really cool for photos and that kind of thing. It's a really cool spot to check out.
Derry is the best place in the world for Halloween, says this listener.
It is, absolutely, yeah. And it's coming up on the 40th anniversary of Derry Halloween. So this year is like the biggest year to be going to Derry for Halloween.
Yeah.
So it's really, really exciting. I've been a couple of times now, and like nowhere else does Halloween like Derry. It's really, really cool. So this year is the year to go, people. Like you need to check it out.
I always like to hear about your hidden gems that you have for us. The place, you know, the kind of the people that want to become the travel content creators.
Yes, yes, the hidden gems. So you have, I have Ness Country Park here, which is home to Northern Ireland's highest waterfall. It's at 30 feet high. It's
worth
really,
seeing.
Really worth seeing. Yeah, really, really cool. I know this one isn't technically a hidden gem, but the Derry Girls mural can be difficult to find.
Yeah.
It can be a difficult one to find for some people, but it's on Orchard Street on the exterior wall of Badger's Bar if you're looking for it. And that's obviously a really cool one to check out. And obviously one of the most Instagrammable spots there is.
Have you done the Derry Girls tour?
The Derry Girls experience? No, I haven't. I'm yet to go up. I'm gonna hopefully make a trip up for Halloween, so I'll
You'll
check
tie
it, out
it in. Yeah, I haven't actually. I've over the years some of the history tours, but not obviously the Derry Girls one. But I would actually love to do that. I've heard it's brilliant.
It is brilliant, and it's here till December, I believe. So you should definitely get up and check it out.
It's also like, I know from my own home county, going to Derry was something we did all of the time because it wasn't, you know, it's not terribly far. An hour and a half, even less actually. But now it is much more accessible for people, and I wonder, do many actually travel up from down south?
I'm
for
sure
holidays
they do.
And staycations.
A little holiday, yeah, absolutely. I'm sure no better
loads
time.
Loads to do in loads. And around the area as well.
Absolutely loads.
Your final suggestions, listener wondering for somewhere nice to eat, a pint when I'm there over the weekend, planning a trip to Derry at the end of August. Yep. Where would you suggest to go?
Padraig O'Donnell's Bar is really nice for traditional live music. That's a really good one. As I said, Badger's Bar is really good. That's the one with the mural on the back. And for food, Lear is really good for seafood. That's just outside the city.
Ah, yeah, that's my spot. I lived in Derry for 20 years and recently, well, not I, this texter did, recently moved away due to work. I miss it terribly, especially the friendly people. It's such a vibrant place. It's a great place to base yourself and to travel around the coast and other towns from there. It's also particularly good for golf.
Yes.
This listener is telling me. Six links courses right on the doorstep, both north and south of the border.
Okay, very good.
I think some golfers should be made aware of that too, suggests this
Absolutely.
Listener.
I'm not a golfer myself, but yes.
Yeah, and there's loads of kind of in and around. I know hiking and, you know, walking fans love a trip to Derry and the vicinity as
Absolutely.
We always ask you every Friday to give us your nice summer suggestion, a nice summer song for us.
A summer song is, this week, it's a band from Derry. It's The Undertones with Teenage Kicks, which
brilliant.
Is a good one.
Nice one to leave listeners with
Absolutely.
That. Before we let you go, we're going to give you a job in a moment aside from picking the summer song. I just want to mention the winner of the Gorgeous O'Brien's Wine Hamper full of the summer favourites today is Olivia Kyo in County Galway. Congratulations, Olivia. We're going to be in touch with you after the programme. But one of our five winners from across the week is now going to be entered into the draw with the hat to be upgraded for the upgraded prize of tickets to see John Bon Jovi, a signed Bon Jovi guitar and an overnight stay at at the Camden Court Hotel in Dublin. It's an absolutely fantastic prize, all with thanks to O'Brien's Wine. And Will, you're going to get the honours this afternoon of dipping into not the hat actually, but the large cup that we have here in studio.
It's a lovely cup. Yes, give it a good shake.
All of the names
now.
In here, and you can do the honours, so I don't get the blame of picking out our winner for the week for the upgraded prize. Who is it?
I'm called this one. Jenny Bradish in Dublin.
Jenny Bradish. We mentioned earlier in the week, Jenny, you were the winner of the hamper. Well, you can forget about that because you've now got the upgraded price.
Congratulations.
Of the tickets to Bon Jovi in Crow Park, and we'll be in touch with you after the show today. So congratulations to Olivia Keogh and all the other entrants from over the week. Travel content creator Will Murphy, thanks a million for joining us on the programme.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday. On News Talk. Conversation that counts.